Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
It's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. Jerry with a G. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. That's Jim with a J. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm glad to tell you that our good friend Bill Schley is here. And he's been with us now for 10 years. He's the author of The Unstoppables, Tapping Your Entrepreneurial Power. Also, one of my favorites, books in my library, my favorite of his, The Microscript Rules. We've talked about that a lot. Why Johnny Can't Brand, Rediscovering the Big Idea. Bill, thanks again for being here. Give us the website, please.
You want to go to Brand Team 6.
Brand Team 6.
All one word, .com.
Yeah, and that's the site that that will help you understand the Unstoppables, too, right?
It's all there, yeah. But you can also read, though, about the new book that we just had published, this by Don Draper, called Reality in Advertising. But here's another thing you'll like. This is
Hold on a second. So, folks, in the previous segment, if you just tuned in the previous segment, we're talking about getting back to basics in marketing, getting back to basics in advertising, getting back to where when you spend a nickel on going to market, somebody turns around and has an opportunity to buy from you, to spend some money with you. And Bill was pointing out that he found the heirs of
Rosser
Reeves, who was the Don Draper, the person in the Mad Men television show, the AMC television show, was made around. And he wrote a book called Reality in Advertising, and Bill has gotten that republished, and you can get it on Amazon. Now, go ahead, Bill.
You can get it published on Amazon. $14.95, you can get it in paperback. That's the legend.
It's a classic thing that we did.
Yeah, so but I think everybody should buy it because it's basically, at the beginning of the book, he has a little quote that says, in ancient times, when Cicero spoke, the people said how well he spoke. But when Demosthenes spoke, the people said, let us march.
Huh.
That's the whole idea. You want to get people, you want to move people to want to buy your product because you tell them it's going to do something, it's going to make their life better, solve a problem, make their life better, and then tell them why you're the best at doing it. You've got to be there. And that's that funny, that one
idea. I remember watching that show and hearing them come up with those what we now consider to be a little bit corny taglines.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people would look at that and say, you can't get away with that today, but that's not true, is it?
Yeah, well, it's just that those six-word sentences change the world. They always have and they always will. So how about made from sugar so it tastes like sugar? That was Splenda. That's your whole elevator pitch in one line.
Yeah.
It's made from sugar so it tastes like sugar.
26 years ago, I after I was downsized twice in 18 months, I decided to start my own business. I had a consulting business.
Uh-huh.
And my tagline was, I'm a vice president, you can rent.
That's a great one.
I didn't have to explain anything else to them after that.
Well, but you see, it's a whole proposition. So you have to make someone a proposition in your line that's going to make something better. Or when you really do it right, you actually have that in your name. So, for example, Invisible Fence. You know the dog fences?
Mm-hmm.
What a beautiful line that is. The name and the idea are one. You can't say the name without saying the unique idea. It's an invisible fence. And it conjures up a whole idea in somebody's head about what it is. Let's say if you're a small town, it's how people say, well, I'm a plumber. How do I differentiate? Well, let's just say everybody wants a plumber to be on time, right? Why not call yourself the on-time plumber? There was a guy in my town, Connecticut. He was called the on-time plumber.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote it on his trucks, and he had it on his business cards, and people would remember, and they'd call him up, and he'd showed up on time. Now, if you promise something, then you've got to deliver. You just can't have advertising without delivering.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to do, and everyone would say, oh, yeah, call the on-time plumber. Now, he had a little, it's that simple, but there's nobody else with that differentiating idea, and he was differentiating idea. Excuse me.
Also, you got the franchise two men in a truck, right?
Of course.
That's pretty simple, right?
But it's that simple. And what you're doing is you're saying there's a category that we're going to be a special category. For example, when HBO said we're a different kind of TV, it's better than TV, it's HBO, it's something else. And so, you know, when for the on-time plumber, well, he's saying, yeah, we're in the on-time category, we're the number one. That's what, mm-hmm. really what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But you can find that for any business. And anybody who believes enough to take the risk that entrepreneurs make, that nobody else is willing to make except us, we entrepreneurs, and start that business and put their heart and soul into something and make it happen and risk their life to be successful, they have an idea inside their business, I guarantee you, mm-hmm. that they believe in enough that all they have to do is let their customers know, here's what we're going to do for you, here's why, and here's why it's better.
Well, and if somebody brings you, if you pay somebody to bring you an idea to put your best foot forward in the marketplace, and,
right.
if it looks like it's not getting to the point pretty darn quick in a way that helps you move more stuff,
yeah.
Then you need to rethink it.
Well, here's what it is. It used to be, here's how simple it comes down to. The people are getting 500 trillion messages a second,
right.
going through their heads,
right.
going past them, and they don't have time. And
right.
nobody wants a relationship with you until they think you can solve a serious problem that
and
they
Bill,
have.
I got to wrap it up, but I need your website, please.
Okay, man. It's brandteam6.com.
Check it out, folks.
Team 6.
Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today. We enjoyed
sure.
it. Come back soon.
You got it. Thank you.
Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.